This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In your mind, when you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year,
I can't see that. No.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career, or
you think about a lot of things?
Oof. Whoa! Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Yesterday with the media, and
you think about a lot of things. That is, man, cryptic.
If you're a Bengals fan, the last 2 weeks have been awful.
2 weeks? Dude, 2 years.
Oh, no, I know. 100%. But in terms of just like, you don't even get a moment of reprieve, because now every reporter, rightfully, is constantly asking Burrow about the initial comments he made. And everyone after that is not much better. And then, of course, you're losing games. You get shut out by Baltimore. The Bills come back on you. It's a nightmare. It takes a lot for me to think a quarterback really is going to move. That is one of those positions in sports. The teams usually do everything they can to make that work, because that is the big money getter.
Right.
Not only just in ticket sales, but also in jersey sales, in the fact that you'll have more primetime games, so you're on television more, and everything with that. So most teams do everything they can to keep the superstar quarterback.
Even handing money to quarterbacks that don't deserve it.
Exactly, because you're like, no, the quarterback needs to be handled correctly. And in many ways, I think the Bengals actually did do what they could at times, signing back both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, which is what Burrow wanted. The problem was they were cheap everywhere else, and now they're losing. And, man, it just—
Well, their offensive line investments were not high in the first place.
Yeah, not good.
And the parallels are coming into Andrew Luck.
And this may be revisionist history. I don't remember. I don't really remember Luck talking like this. It doesn't help either that his final season in the sport— they're a good team and they win a playoff game.
They win a playoff game, but it is like he was sick of having to rehab everything. It mm-hmm. was like, as somebody that's been injured a good amount in his life already by now and has had surgeries, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's deflating to have to come back from surgery, even if you're a peak athlete. Like, it's not something you like to have to do. Nobody likes being injured. Nobody likes not having literally one of your limbs to do normal things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part. It's you don't even get to do normal things, let alone your job. And that's the part that really gets to you. When Luck did not say a lot of that stuff. You are correct. But you did start to see a little bit of like the frustration settling in with him when he had to go to Europe to see if there was any further treatment that he can get.
The owner, never like when a guy goes to Europe.
The owner is calling him out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, can we do something? Ryan Grigson should still be tried for crimes against football. And you're seeing the parallel now in Cincinnati. An ownership group that has historically been bad or troublesome with its top end players. The Trey Hendrickson saga.
Oh, yeah.
It has turned into a saga over these last few years. To a point where, yeah, you're not getting him back. Unless you franchise tag him for some, quite frankly, what I'll call dumb reason.
Yeah, really just to piss everybody off. I mean, that, like, that's yeah, literally what it would be. That would just be, to irritate everybody.
Yeah, that would be it. You'd be dumb. And now, though, the fans are going to be worried about Burrow. Is he going to stay? Is he going to become the next Andrew Luck? The fact that he says, you think about a lot of things. That doesn't mean he's going to go play somewhere else. That might also mean he doesn't play anymore.
Right, because you mentioned, too, it's not like a Stafford situation, right, where it's like, you know, Stafford dealt with injuries early in his career, but the later portion just became, man, he's just dragging a bad Lions organization around. Like, no one even really knows how good he is. Burrow, I think all of us acknowledge.
Everyone knows how good he is. Incredibly good. He has made a Super Bowl mm-hmm. early in his career. There's something there.
Right, but likewise with the Rams, I know Sneaky Joe has brought this up, I think on air, but definitely off with us. The idea of, like, could the Rams get it? They're always an aggressive team. And Stafford, we've kind of danced around, is he going to retire? It's been the same thing with Sean McVay, too. But, you know, Stafford before the season wasn't participating in training camp because of his back. I mean, no one knew he was going to have this kind of season because of how everything in the season started. And McVay has danced around retirement rumors forever. And he just had a child as well. So he might be starting to think long and hard about his future as a father, and he's already got a lot of his legacy secured. I think even if he retires after this year, most people would say he's one of the better coaches we've seen in the last 25, 30 years. But the way you keep him is Les Snead sits there and goes, okay, I've got another disgruntled quarterback, one that's younger and can absolutely run Sean's offense. Let's give them the world. We've done it before, and it worked out beautifully. And they've got young players on defense, and they've got young players on offense with Puka Nacua. You know, Devontae Adams not necessarily young, but I don't know. The Burrow situation is just so – it's also eye-opening, I think. And for me, I always use it as one of those, like, you hear constantly, you know, you're wasting this guy, you're wasting that guy. Mm-hmm. And I can somewhat get there. For Allen, right? He's never made a Super Bowl. Burrow did with Cincinnati. He made the Super Bowl. And you can argue that, you know, we're wasting one of the best talents the sport has ever seen. Baltimore right. could say the exact same thing in the exact same phrasing. But with Cincinnati, or, you know, with Buffalo and with Baltimore, you never hear this out of them, even in the losses. Why? Because they're still good. They're still competitive. I mean, the Bills' floor with Sean McDermott and Josh Allen is 11 wins. Even when we're all complaining, and going, I just don't like how the season is going. And I say it. I don't think they can win three straight games to win a Super Bowl or to get to a Super Bowl. Excuse me. They're 10-4. Like they're
casually 10-4.
Their floor is incredibly high. You can say that's a lot of Josh Allen. I'm not going to fight you on it. I think there has to be a mix, because I see what only having a quarterback does to a franchise is not good.
Yes.
You have to have a mix.
If you have only a quarterback or mm-hmm. only a quarterback and wide receivers, you don't have a football team.
Yeah.
You have a group of – you have three high-talented individuals, high-ceiling individuals that cannot make up for it. Hell, look at the other side. Myles Garrett is languishing yeah. in Cleveland. The man has more sacks than the entirety of the San Francisco 49ers this season.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
They have three wins. Again. Like – you do need to build things better, and I've been critical of Bean this year, but the roster's good enough, the coaching's good enough that there's a safe floor for this team in Buffalo. But looking back at the Cincinnati situation, and Burrow in particular, and I'm going to be really mean with this for only one group in particular, and that's the Cincinnati Bengals themselves. You deserve this. Because you, as a team and as a franchise, mishandle everything so egregiously on a constant basis that you do deserve this. You do deserve your first-round pick being a holdout into training camp. The only team to have that happen. On rookie wages that are now slotted.
It's not even like the Jamarcus Russell situation.
Right.
There's really only so far you can go, but you want to get cute with the contract.
But yeah.
Now, there was a little bit there where it was also Shamar Stewart being like, okay, you, dude, come on.
But it's always you. Mm-hmm. It's always the Bengals.
Yeah.
It's always the Bengals. And that ownership group is, I would imagine, reviled. Because I can't stand them. I don't have any interest particularly in the Bengals. I look at them as an observer on the outside. That city probably, like, oh my God, like, Sabres fans with irritation with Pegula,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
tenfold, thousandfold that with the Bengals ownership and the Brown family. And I think that is probably where you get some of the most irritation that you could in a fan base. Like, oh, ownership is so bad. Yeah, you could be the Bengals.
There's usually always worse.
Because Dan Snyder's not in the picture anymore.
Right.
But ready? You could have the Bengals ownership. That, there you go. The negotiation tactics that they always seem to underhand and undermine and do it publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it always you? Why is it always you?
And even just go back to the same position, Carson Palmer still does not have any relationship with them. He had to retire to get out of there and kept playing. I mean, he goes on and plays with the Raiders, and he has a very nice second half of his career with Arizona. And
you mentioned, it's always you. That's why I do think Burrow is not in Cincinnati for the long term.
It may not be this offseason. He will not finish his career in Cincinnati.
No.
He will have a good portion of the second half of his career with somebody else. I pray it's in the NFC.
I
pray it's somebody like Minnesota that goes, JJ missed. We need somebody. Like, I just don't have it be in the AFC, and partially don't have it be the Rams, because Sean McVay and what they do over there, I need them to not have a quarterback for
a little while. But that's why I say the words as cuttingly as possible. You deserve this, mm-hmm, as an ownership group. You deserve. They negotiated a contract within their stadium. If there's a stadium outside, like away from them, that has new upgrades, the city has to pay for those too.
It's incredible.
Like, to get those upgrades, because we want them now. Like, you're gross. You deserve every bit of the problematic issues that you've caused. The city, the fan base, they don't deserve it.
Even half the players don't even deserve it.
The players don't deserve it. None of them do. But you, the ownership, the management, I would even say the coaches don't deserve it. But you, the Brown family in Cincinnati, you deserve every bit of this.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's going to be a really curious watch. Because I also feel bad, because we're, you know, the station is very close with guys like Joe Goodberry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he even mentioned it when the Bengals did make the Super Bowl, that, you know, you only maybe get one shot at this. Like, you have to finish when you get there. And I'll say the exact same thing for the Bills. If they were to make the Super Bowl this year, I don't care what I've said previously. None of it matters now. If they make the Super Bowl, none of it matters. You have to go out and win, because you don't know.
Because
if this is your best shot and your only shot, not every team is going to be Kansas City, where you basically just pitch a flag at the start of the year, wherever the Super Bowl is going to be hosted, saying, oh, we're probably going to be here. Even if they're losing, we'll probably be here.
And that's the biggest thing, is that for Cincinnati, we have a definitive. They're not making it back here.
They're not making it back. That was their best chance.
And it is because ownership gets in the way constantly with that franchise. It's amongst the worst in sports.
Mm-hmm. Bengals, of course. I mean, by the way, we're talking, you can probably tell, even if you weren't even watching football, they're not in the playoffs this year. They're 4-10. They're out. With that being said, though, we were talking a little bit about it with Sal Capaccio, the playoff bracket and kind of where it sits right now. Derek, I'll tell you. I mean, outside of maybe wanting the Bills to be the 5 instead of the 6, I really like how this could play out for the Bills if Baltimore doesn't get in. Where it sits right now, just in the AFC, Denver, of course, is the 1. Then you have New England as the 2, Jacksonville the 3, and Pittsburgh is the 4. Your wild cards then are at the 5, Los Angeles, the Chargers, Buffalo at the 6, and Houston at the 7. That plays out, I think, wonderfully for Bills fans. I know Jacksonville's playing much better, and you'd have to go on the road and play Jacksonville. The last time that happened, it was the worst played playoff game ever in history. I'll fight you on that. Anybody. That was an atrocious watch, and we were only all excited because we broke the drought. But outside of that, it was a
horrific game. Rewarded with, like, the worst
game.
Aesthetically, the worst football game you could have watched in a playoff.
This one would probably be better. I don't want to say definitively, but probably would be better. And I like how the Bills could match up against them. It's a rookie head coach. It's Trevor Lawrence, who, while is playing much better, is still sort of on shaky ground
in terms of if he's going to be playing better or not. You know what kind of scares some fans here?
The AFC South in general?
They don't – the Bills in particular with Jacksonville don't have a great recent history.
They have an awful history with Jacksonville. Last year's the only time that they kind of shake it. Yeah, I mentioned the AFC South in general. You haven't won in Houston since 2005.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Colts, you have the Jonathan Taylor game. And even when they first make the playoffs, you almost lose to Phillip Rivers in your first home playoff game with fans in it. Or no, that's 20, so it's not even
Sneaky Joe had the tweet about it, that the AFC South is the worst division in terms of win percentage by far in Allen's career. What the hell?
Yeah, I got nothing, because you have the Urban Meyer game in there. You lost to Davis Mills this year. You know, the Colts have just had a merry-go-round of quarterbacks. It is really stunning.
I'm just sitting here trying to find ways to make sure that I don't, like, have an exasperated sigh with a word like I know.
It's incredible.
Like, what? You're accidentally spiraling me into an existential crisis.
I know, and I'm happy.
And
about
I know
that.
It's
I'm proud of it.
I was going to say it's not your fault. Now it is.
I'm proud of it. But in a vacuum,
the Bills can't solve the worst division in football, because even the Titans, up until recently, they were awful against.
I didn't want to mention that, but they used to be really bad against Derrick Henry and Ryan.
What
Daniel.
In the
But so in a vacuum, you'd probably take Jacksonville, right? Just in a one-off play. Yeah, I'll go to Jacksonville and play them. It's Trevor Lawrence versus Josh Allen. Let's do it like just that. You're taking the quarterback running away. You're taking Josh Allen in that game.
Right.
Then, as a sixth seed there, I look at the 7-2. It's only happened once that a 7 is beat a 2.
And it was in the NFC.
It was in the NFC. It was Green Bay over Dallas. However, you're giving me that Houston defense playing against Drake May in his first playoff game. I know it's at home.
Bills proved that don't mean nothing.
That don't mean nothing. And I kind of like that matchup. I don't know how I feel about Houston's offense. They are getting better. That's why I don't really want to play Houston. But their offense is getting better now that Stroud's back. And it was starting to look like that even before he got hurt. But I like that matchup. And then Chargers and Steelers? Perfect. So if Houston upsets New England, which I don't even think would be a huge shock, then all of a sudden, Houston goes to Denver. Great, I get to watch those two defense beat the hell out of each other. And I get the winner of a Chargers team that doesn't have either their tackles, or the Steelers, who I emasculated on their home field not a month ago.
I would probably tell you right now, the Chargers are going to find the most painful way to lose that football game.
100%. Oh, they will be in front the entire time, doing wonderful things. Interception. Oh, they fumbled it. Oh, they picked it up. It's going to be something like that.
The Chargers lose playoff games in some of the most painful ways possible. And I'm saying that sitting here in Buffalo, New York.
My fear then would come to the AFC Championship. If you're the sixth seed, unless Houston wins that, you're not hosting it. If it's Denver, and I would probably pick Denver in that game. Bo Nix is playing really good. And it does come to still. Like, I just sit here today, I don't see them winning three straight road games. It's hard for me to do it. They have been such a different team on the road in many of them. Not all of them. I mean, again, the New England game pointed to they can perform.
It would technically be four, by the way, if you have to go to the Super Bowl. Because you're not.
Yeah, but I always put that as a neutral site. You got 2 weeks to prepare.
But you're not here.
You're not here, right? You're not in Buffalo. But that I think that's the path to go. I'd also like if you're the five, right? If all of a sudden you're going to Pittsburgh, that would be amazing if that's their
draw that up for me every time.
Yeah, I would love that one immediately.
Now
and then
said,
again,
you're
if it's still 7-2, great. I know that could get a little wonky because Houston even, by the way, if they win out, and their schedule looks pretty nice. They play the Raiders this week. Then next week, it's at the Chargers. So that's going to be a huge game. And then week 18, the Colts are at Houston. There's a real chance here.
You need Jacksonville to keep doing their thing. They take on Denver this week.
Well, not even just that. If Houston and Buffalo both win out because of the tiebreaker, obviously Houston overtakes them. You don't want Jacksonville, obviously, or you don't want Houston to obviously win the division. There is also something to that, though, if you could be the sixth or the seventh, and then you might have to play Houston a little bit earlier.
Now,
I don't want to dance with that devil.
But if you win, say you win out, though, and the Bills and the Texans do ultimately, like, they claim their respective divisions, you're higher than them there because if you're winning out, you have the better win-loss total anyway. You don't have to worry about that head-to-head. So the Bills can take care of their business a little bit here and position themselves to the best advantage that they could, which is probably hit the five seed. Because, like, yeah, we're talking about Jacksonville. Like, you'd take the matchup, but I feel like the confidence level between going to Pittsburgh and going to Jacksonville is going to be a vast difference. You saw the Steelers couldn't defend the same play called 26 times.
Mm-hmm.
And they even said it.
Right.
Let me
right.
guess what they're going to over-defend on.
Mm-hmm.
Duo. And then the Bills are going to be like, nah, man. Well, actually, Joe Brady might actually be like, you still can't defend it. But that'd be wild. Could you imagine? You go back to Pittsburgh. They know you're going to run duo.
Do it again.
And then you just disrespectfully do it again to their face.
I think I'd love every second of it.
Oh, my God.
I think I would. Just because that would just be the ultimate just kind of – I don't like the Steelers. I don't. And so, like, if I can embarrass them a little bit more, it'd be awesome.
I don't like mediocrity, and mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin is kind of the biggest case of that.
He is.
It is no longer the Titans. It's now Tomlin. So –
he's earned that.
He's earned it. Because at first, who was it? Mr. 9-7, Jeff Fisher,
mm-hmm.
with the Titans. And that's how my hatred kind of grew there. Because you're never great. You're just there. Sometimes you have a good season in there, but you're never great. And now Pittsburgh's the same thing. You're not great. You haven't been since 2018. Actually, 2018 is the beginning of the end, actually. So 2017, the last time you were actually great.
Right, yeah.
Seen as a real threat. And now what are you? You're a shell of yourself. The standard's the standard. 9-8 Super Bowl confirmed. I'm not scared of Pittsburgh. If you have a chance to tell me Pittsburgh or Jacksonville, I'm running to the Steel City so fast, you might think I'm trying to get one of their terrible sandwiches with coleslaw on it.
On that, though.
That's right. I'm being disrespectful.
On that, though, with Pittsburgh, I think I've finally come to my answer. I'm rooting for New England against Baltimore.
Yeah. You want to put the Ravens out.
Yeah, because ultimately, if the division really, I mean, we talked with Sal, it's like 30% chance.
The Ravens have a ceiling. The Steelers don't.
Yeah, and their ceiling is low. Or the floor is low. And, like, that's the thing is, if Baltimore wins that, it makes that division race much tighter. And like you mentioned, I don't really trust Pittsburgh. Like, I don't think they're any good. So I want Baltimore to kind of take themselves out of this. It's gonna be a really fun 3 weeks just to kind of see how this all goes. The Bills will be in the playoffs. I mean, they're at like a 95% chance to make it. They can clinch this week. But how the seeding's going, yeah, the seeding could maybe point to. They could win 3 straight road games. They don't necessarily have to get the 2 or the 1 seed to be able to do that. 803-0550, the number to call. Coming up next, though, we'll turn the page a little bit to the Bandits. Dave Buchanan will join the show, get a little of the latest on the Bandits. I think they've only played 2 games up to this point. Their next game is the 28th, and the next time they're actually at home is the new year, January 3rd. But we'll touch a little bit on the Bandits and see how they've started the season. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Picked up by Buffalo, and here they come back out at center. 4-2 Bandits here with a minute left to play to the first quarter. Burns scores!
Bandit season is up and running. They are 1-1 on the season. They open up the year, 15-11 win over Georgia. Last game, though, dropped it 9-8 in overtime to Halifax. It is a little bit of a wait, though, Derek, for the next Bandits game on the 28th at Calgary. The next time Buffalo is actually at home, it'll be the year of our Lord 2026, January 3rd at home against Las Vegas. But for more talk on the Bandits, it's time now for our Bandits update. It's brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. 3 great locations, Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game. And with that, we go to the Western Hotline. The sideline reporter of the Buffalo Bandits, Dave Buchanan, joins us on the Western Hotline. Dave, how we doing, man?
Derek, good to talk to you, my man, and excited about this new Bandit spotlight here on your show.
Yeah, and Dave, it's Derek and Zach here. We're both running through this one, but this is a new thing that we've got for this season, and it is, for new things, a chase for a four-peat. It hasn't been done in the NLL before, so you are kind of chasing history to start the season, and on banner night, it was perfect. You raise it for that third time after that three-peat, and the Bandits go ahead and they win that one going away. I do believe it was 15-11 to open the season against Georgia, so it was a good start for them, but then a tough game against Halifax with a defense and goaltending in Halifax that has been on fire to start their season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the opener against Georgia, you know, things went pretty well, and they were going up against a Georgia team that has a lot of you know, rookies on there. That was a lot of, for a handful of players on that team, they were playing in their first ever NLL game. And, you know, Buffalo used their experience to kind of take advantage of that situation. The game of Halifax, you're right, Warren Hill's the hottest goaltender in the league. He just started his season giving up 2 goals against and then gave up, you know, just 8 against the Bandits. And I think some of it, too, is here at the start of the season for the Bandits, you have this kind of off-again, on-again schedule with these bye weeks, and you've got an offense that is different than the three championship runs. This offense this year is a little bit different with...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Chase Frazier and Chris Cloutier, you know, signing with Las Vegas in the offseason. So you got an offense that is still maybe looking for a little cohesion. You know, they got off to a good start in the opener against Georgia scoring 15, but maybe we're looking for a little more cohesion in the game against Halifax. Obviously, Dane and Josh are off to good starts. I think Dane's got, you know, 7 goals in his first 2 games, which is great to see. But, you know, they're looking for a little more from the secondary scoring right now.
And that was the big story about the offseason was they lose Chase Frazier, they lose Chris Cloutier, and it hurts them a little bit with their secondary scoring because those two, especially in postseason runs, have been very important factors with that secondary scoring. Ian McKay, though, in the regular season picked it up a lot last year, and I would imagine that's the first face I'm looking at to see for who can step up coming up through this season.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the changes to the offense. I mean, last year on the left side, you had Ian and Josh, and you had Chris Clucci in there supporting them. You know, now this year the left side looks a little different with Chris gone, and they still got Clay Scanlon slotting in there, but a different type of player than Chris Clucci. And now they've got the bigger body on the right side with Mike Triolo, who was in the lineup against Halifax. You've got Lucas Nielsen. Expect him to get some more floor time this year compared to his rookie season. So these new pieces just, you know, you got to get comfortable with playing with Dane and Josh and DeHoga and Ian and Kyle Buchanan. You know, they're going to keep figuring it out as we go along this season.
It might be a little hard, though, to get comfortable, Dave, to start this year. These are some staggered game times for them. I mean, we have them last playing on the 13th, not again until the 28th. Is this normal? I mean, me and Derek were talking about it. There was something like this last year as well, where it was weeks in between each game. Is this something normal with the NLL?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of life in the National Lacrosse League. You know, you've got 14 teams, and out of them, you know, a lot of them are not the primary resident of their respective arena that they play. You know, they've got to share floor time with NHL and NBA franchises and Disney on Ice and concerts and whatever's coming into their building wherever they play. So, you know, you're at the mercy of the schedule makers, not only with the league, but with the arenas these places play in. So the NLL's got to, you know, make the schedule the season long enough so teams can fit in all these games with the dates they have available. So it's, you know, it's just part of the process. And for the second year in a row, the Bandits kind of start out with a stop and start run to their season, but, you know, business will pick up as we get into January and February.
Dave, back to the team on the court here. The other big story from the off season being that Matt Vince is back for his age 43 season. He has been incredible throughout his entire career, and then even more so with Buffalo in the postseason, getting to the NLL Finals for each of the 4 years that he's been in Buffalo, winning the last three. Obviously, you're just hoping that you get another solid season here from Vince, get himself another opportunity for that four in a row. But what a career it has been for Matt Vince, and now the fact that he was so dominant in Rochester, he comes here to Buffalo, and it's almost like aging like a fine wine for him.
Yeah, it's hard to believe now. I think this is like Matt's seventh or eighth year in Buffalo, and it's almost as long as he played in Rochester. It felt like he played for the original Nighthawks franchise for forever, but now he's almost gone the same distance here in Buffalo. And Matt, as I joke every time I talk about him, Matt's the only player left on the team that's older than I am by about 3 months. But, you know, he's off to another impressive start this year. You know, he looked very good. He's looked very good in these first two games, typical Matt Vince. It's not always about the amount of saves he makes, but when he makes those saves, I think is one of the things best said about him. And, you know, you got to think about it. These first two games, it's his first on-floor action since the finals last year. Matt doesn't play any summer ball anymore, did not suit up in any of the preseason games, which he really didn't need to. So these were his first two games since the end of last season, and you know, he picked right up where he left off. So it's one of the best things about this Bandits team is having a solid backstop like Matt Vince, but he's also got a great defense around him, and they work so well with Steve Friolo and Paul Dawson and Cam Weyers and the rest of the guys they got back there.
Dave, last one I've got for you here is they're off for a little bit of time, and then they go to Calgary to take on the Roughnecks. One of the few 0-2 teams on the season here in Calgary. Actually, the only 0-2 team. They're one of only two that has not picked up a win yet, but they're the only 0-2 team. So it is an opportunity, though, for the Bandits, though it's on the road, to make sure they get themselves back in the win column against a team that's having a rough go of it to start the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't discount the Calgary Roughnecks. And these two teams have already seen each other this year. They played in the preseason, although the Bandits, when they faced Calgary, did not have any of their veterans in the lineup. It was a very rookie-heavy lineup, so they got throttled by Calgary in the preseason. But Calgary had a more traditional roster, while Buffalo was looking at a lot of talent that day. So, and this is a team, while they've lost some pieces, they've got some great young talent. You know, they're led by Tyler Pace, and they've got a great rookie in Noah Manning, who I think is going to be one of the Rookie of the Year candidates. They've got a good goaltender in Aiden Walsh. So, you know, it won't be easy for Buffalo to go into the Saddle Dome and face the Roughnecks. But it's definitely, I think the next two games are a good opportunity for this team to right the ship and get things headed in for the rest of the season.
It'll be fun to see what storylines unfold this time around, Dave. I mean, we all know that Dane Smith and Josh Byrne are probably going to be amongst the top 10 in NLL scoring, maybe even top five together, as they always seem to do. We all know that Matt Vince is going to be probably steady as it goes once again. So it'll be interesting to see what develops through the rest of this season. And I can't wait to talk to you and the rest of the gang about this on a weekly basis here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So thanks for coming on, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to talk to you guys. Have a great holiday season. And, you know, everybody should be ready to get back to Banditland that first weekend in January. That game against Las Vegas is going to be very fun with Chase and Chris Clucci coming back to town. So make sure if you're looking for last-minute gifts, you know, get some Bandits tickets for the season.
I would be very interested to see. I don't know how many video tributes are done for NLL teams, but I would imagine the Bandits might
going.
Put a,
I'm going.
I might imagine the Bandits might put a good package together for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure the game presentation people will be on their game for that one that night. I'm jealous. The Las Vegas opens their season this weekend, and they're already doing a Chase Frazier bobblehead.
Oh, look at that. They're trying to get the people in there. And they know Frazier's highlight. So he's highlight reel. That's how he is. All right, Dave, we'll talk to you soon enough, though, and can't wait to do this more throughout the year.
All right, guys, take care.
That's Dave Buchanan on the West Her Hotline, as this is the Bandits Update brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. Three great locations in Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game.
By the way, real quick,
yes.
Some NFL news. Could be interesting. Probably won't be. Anthony Richardson. Colts are activating his 21-day practice window.
You need a backup quarterback.
You need a quarterback.
But you need a backup quarterback.
You need a backup. Well, I want to see Riley Leonard do
something.
They
don't.
They very clearly do not.
They don't have any appetite to have Riley Leonard play more than he had to.
So on that.
Or Riley Leonard's knee is that messed up.
It could be.
It could be that too.
With that being said, Monday night, we know we're getting Phillip Rivers hosting San Francisco. I have talked about how I will happily move off of bad games, no problem. That is one of those bad game potentials, though. I want to bask in it.
I want to bask in it.
I like Phillip Rivers, but buddy, watching some of his plays, watching them back, because I wasn't able to watch it live, but watching them back, yeah, he looks like a guy that's been retired for a few years and is in fact 44.
Yeah, we saw what it's like if you don't have the optimal time to prepare.
Yeah.
It's not great. And like, he had 5 years. Yeah, he's not preparing with NFL speed. That's not a surprise at all. It's probably going to be like this for the rest of the year with him. They are trying to survive. And I would imagine, if I'm really going to be a cynic about this, they might put Richardson back in.
I think they should.
If he's healthy.
If he's healthy, they absolutely should.
Like, they're trying to survive, and mm-hmm. they clearly know that Riley Leonard is not it. If they go the rest of the year with him there, either Richardson's eye injury was that catastrophic or I don't know what. But yeah, like, it will be interesting to see how Monday goes for them. Mostly because I don't want to necessarily have the AFC playoffs already set with 2 weeks left to go.
Who's their starting quarterback next year? Week one. I know. Because there's already reports they're moving off of Daniel Jones. He's not even under contract anyways.
Wow, yeah.
It's not going to be Phillip Rivers.
They don't have first-round picks for a little bit.
It should probably just be Anthony Richardson, but it won't
be. It won't be. He lost the job to Daniel Jones.
Yes.
It's over.
100%. It's probably not going to be Tua because I don't think they can take on that contract, and they don't have – well, it'd be cheaper picks, but I don't think they're going to have the appetite to do that again.
They're probably not trading. You know what?
It'll be Mac Jones. Same thing. It's a trade.
I feel like it's cheaper to get Mac Jones, though.
Than Tua?
Yeah.
Purely because of the contract. You're like, I can't take the contract on.
Yeah.
I'll give a second-round pickup for Mac Jones just because it'll be cheaper.
I wouldn't even say cheaper. It's easier.
Easier, yeah.
Easier to take on Mac Jones and pay a little price for that. Also, knowing he's a stopgap.
Hmm.
Whereas Tua might be trying to fight for a second chance.
He's a stop, and you might actually be able to be pretty good with him. He's done very well this year in San Francisco. Him and Brock Purdy kind of bouncing back and forth just due to injuries.
He was always
seen
as like the low ceiling quarterback, but it looks like that's not true. Within that draft class, he was actually probably the highest variance. He has a low floor, but when he's on his game, he actually plays pretty well.
I mean, just don't give him Matt Patricia as an offensive coordinator.
Who would have thought?
That's probably the way to not burn his career to the ground. Yeah, I'm just the Colts. And the reason why I just kind of hate all of it, I don't like that a big move is going to get really punished. Like the Sauce Gardner thing, I like that they did it. It was probably always going to fail. But I now don't want half the league's GMs looking at that going, that's why we don't do that.
That's why we don't do that. That's why we don't swing for the fences. By the way, Sabres taking on the Flyers tonight. It is an ESPN Plus and Hulu game.
Yes, thank you.
The only way you're going to be able to hear Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray on the call tonight at 7:30 is going to be right here on WGR. Take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here with you on WGR.
Wrapping up a Thursday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The last 30 seconds, I've got a really fun tweet that, Derek, you pointed me to.
Yes, this one coming from Chuck Bill Squatch Skelly.
Nice.
I just had to make sure I can say the name on air. It's Twitter. To tell you how important the Cat Grizz game is, referring to in Montana and Montana State that you talked about at the end of the last hour. In Montana, the cheapest ticket to the game is $700. That's double any FBS playoff game.
Oh, yeah,
and Chuck makes sure to mention, go Grizz.
I'm there. I'm watching the whole thing. All I needed was that. I'm watching the whole thing.
That's wild, though.
Because before that, I'm going to have to watch Alabama-Oklahoma tomorrow night. Two teams that hate playing offense. And I also hate Oklahoma, so that's not super fun. And then also, the first round of the FBS, I'm all for the Group of Five getting in there. But let's all be honest with ourselves. Ole Miss already played Tulane this year. They won 45-10. And James Madison is not beating Oregon, no matter how much that one James Madison Twitter account is having fun with watching slow down highlights and talking about how slow Oregon is. I've been enjoying that, but they're not winning. So give me the biggest sporting event in a state's history. I'm locked in.
Oh, my God. Secondary market. Cheapest ticket is $654.
I'm locked in.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the biggest game in that state's history. I know it's Montana. I'm not here to hate on that. That's going to be fun. And, again, the winner of that will likely be a massive favorite over either Illinois State or Villanova in the FCS championship. And I don't think Montana has won a national title since I think the early 2000s, late 90s. So it's been a bit of a wait for them. I'm also just waiting for the Mountain West to get a little wild.
Over under total 55 and a half.
And I believe State is favored
by 4.
By 4, okay. I'm in. Thursday night football tonight. Seattle and the Rams in Seattle.
To quote Owen Parker last week on Friday, I don't know how much of that game I'm going to watch. I'm going to be getting ready for Sabres time.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's an 8:15 kickoff. Sabres are at 7:30. So you're going to be in
the thick of it. But what does Sabres getting ready for Sabres time mean? Well, typically crying is one of the things. You got to mentally prepare yourself for it because both Owen picked it in the parlay and Jeremy called it a must win. So, getting ready for Sabres time tonight is absolutely going to be me crying in the corner for a second, rocking back and forth, and then sitting up, getting on the couch and going, all right, let's do this.
Sabres, by the way, big favorites, -140 tonight, home against Philadelphia. And by the way,
you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Also for Philadelphia, good for Trevor Zegras. He's leading them in goal scoring with 14.
They made a shrewd move there.
And yeah, his career in Anaheim was, I mean, well, there's a reason why he's in Philadelphia. He went from a really flashy player that
it was really all
have,
he did.
Yeah, didn't have a ton of substance to it. Now, not bad, dude. Not
but
bad.
Also, the last time Jeremy said there was a must-win game was also against Philadelphia. So if that doesn't make my stomach turn getting ready for Sabres time, well, that'll do it. So
it is going to be tough, though, to try to bounce between these two games.
I need to know.
If you're watching on television, it's going to be tough because Sabres tonight is ESPN Plus and Hulu, and then it's Thursday Night Football. That's Amazon Prime. You have to make some choices. I do like Seattle and the Rams.
Vladar started the last two games. They're going to put Ersin in. I'm going to hate everything about my life.
You're going to get your opposite of your wish. So you might watch Seattle and the Rams. It should be a good game.
I'm not ready. I'm mentally not ready for this. Hang on. I'm looking at the fantasy hockey app now because we have a minute. I need to know.
This should be a good game. I'm excited for that. For the Sabres, it's tough. I mean, we talked about it to start the show, and this will be my final thoughts on it.
Gonna puke.
It won't mean much for the standings. It'll mean a lot for, I think, the fan base and maybe for the team as a whole behind the scenes of just being able to get that win following the removal of the general manager. But for many of us
starting our Harrison tonight.
There it is. So it might be a really tough night.
Dang it!
But also for the Sabres, and this is kind of the big thing, what else changes for the Sabres? If it's still the same coaching staff along with Ruff, that might not mean much for a lot of
fans. You can't lose to Samuel Harrison again. Well, please, for the love of everything holy, do not do it again.
You said again, and they might. That game's at 7:30, pregame at 6:30. Only way to listen to Dan and Rob is going to be right here on WGR. While for the football game, that is going to be over on the Bet 1520. Coverage over there will start at 7:30 for an 8:15 kickoff. Have a wonderful rest of your week, everyone. Sabres Live coming up next. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.